geothermal power on a world like this. If they found a way to store and release that power, that could be what we're seeing here.
Or they could be launch sites, said Jet.
If they're sending up a welcoming party, why wouldn't they say so?
It might not be the sort of welcoming party you're thinking of.
I have come to speak with Lima Zandret,
the Grandmaster tried a third time.
I have reason to believe that she might be your leader.
At last, something broke the silence from the planet. A woman's voice came over the airwaves, crackling faintly with interference.
We have no leader.
Very well, said Master Satil. But am I speaking to Lima now?
We ask only to be left alone.
You have nothing to fear from us, I swear it. We have come to talk and to offer you protection if you need it. You are under no obligation to offer anything in return.
We do not recognize your authority.
Ula's skin crawled.
That's what the hexes said. She sounds just like them.
Shigar was nodding.
This must be Zandret. The hexes share her voice and her philosophies because she was the one who made them.
We have no wish to impose any kind of authority upon you, Master Satil was saying.
We ask only to be left alone,
Zandret repeated.
Those hot spots are about ready to erupt, said Jet in ominous tones.
Give me the comm, Shigar said. Master, I don't think talking is going to work. She's as stubborn as her droids. I suggest finding another approach.
The Grand Master was already talking.
Perhaps I could speak with you face to face. That might help us reach an understanding. Just me and my Padawan, in a place of your choosing. The last thing I want is for you or your leaders to feel threatened or intimidated.
We have no leader,
Zandret shouted.
We do not recognize your authority!
Here it comes,
said Jet, calling up in the viewscreen several bright flashes from the surface of the world.
They look like missiles to anyone else?
Ula peered closely at the image. His knowledge of military hardware was patchy, but the rapidly rising dots did have a lethal air. For a start, they moved quickly, accelerating many times faster than most crude ships would risk in atmosphere. There were eight of them, long and sleek. They spiraled like fireworks as they rose, presenting a much more difficult target to the ships above. The Auriga fire lurched underneath him, responding to telemetry from the Corellia. As one, all 15 ships changed course in response to the rising threat.
There's your answer, said Lorin. Someone is definitely taking this seriously.
Fine, said Jet, but I'm not slaving my ship to anyone while it's under fire.
Wait,
said Shigar, but it was too late. Jet had already broken the short-lived connection between his ship and those of the Republic. With a flash of its repulsors, the Auriga fire peeled away from Second Company and accelerated to a higher orbit. Behind them, the ships of the Republic adopted battle formation, with the Corellia in the center and support vessels in a crisp tetrahedron around it. While fighters launched from hangar decks, its cannons trained on the approaching targets. The Grand Master said nothing, and the usual interfleet chatter ceased.
Fall in line, Auriga fire!
Came a terse request from the Corellia.
Fall in line!
Jet ignored it, but kept the tactical feed open.
This doesn't make any sense, said Ula, thinking out loud. If Zandret wants to stay isolated so badly, why would she want to talk to the Mandalorians? I'd have thought that's exactly the wrong thing to do.
Maybe the Cinzia did.